In the corner of one of Michael Dolan's farm fields, there's a place devoted to the story of Easter. He never imagined what the place would become. Today, a site known as Reflections Park that attracts passing motorists as well as people from around the world. The story is next on the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Along Highway 19, southwest of Vesta, Minnesota, you'll come to a farmer's field with a special place dedicated to the story of Easter.
The inspiration for all this really was my grandmother and grandfather's monument, which is down the road here, 4 miles. And that was the site of the original Catholic church for this whole area.
As Michael Dolan shares, that church predated the arrival of the railroad. Built in 1902, the church was eventually taken down. But his grandparents had helped erect a religious monument on the spot of the church, which was near one of Michael's farm fields.
I thought, well, you know, this is a nice spot here in the road because it turns and goes southwest and then west into Marshall. And they have a crucifix here. It'd be kind of a nice place to put one, right? So I really started out with the only idea I was going to have was a crucifix.
This was a very large crucifix, measuring over 30 feet tall. Soon he decided that he should create a larger place here at the edge of his field. And over time, he placed statues of Jesus' steps to the cross, the sorrowful mysteries as they are known, such as carrying the cross and the crowning of thorns.
We all need that, I think, in life, is some place to stop in our busy world and reflect, think about things. It wasn't meant to be just for Catholics. It was meant to be ecumenical.
Churches have even had outdoor services here at what is known as Reflections Park. The response has been amazing, with people stopping from many states and foreign countries. It gives Michael joy to see people coming here to this park at the edge of his field.
I see people stop out here and they'll have lunch on one of these tables and there'll be a car sitting there and they might be just reflecting. That's the whole idea.
This is truly a special place. What once was the corner of a farm field is now a sculpture garden with beautiful depictions of Jesus' path to the cross, a place of deep meaning not only at Easter, but throughout the year for passersby. Traveling the countryside near Vesta, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.